Not everyone was convinced, however. Ron still looked worried, and Lavender whispered, "But what about Neville's cup?" When the Transfiguration class had finished, they joined the crowd, thundering towards the Great Hall for lunch. "Ron, cheer up!" said Hermione, pushing a dish of stew towards him. "You heard what Professor McGonagall said." Ron spooned stew onto his plate and picked up his fork, but didn't start. "Harry," he said in a low, serious voice, "you haven't seen a great black dog anywhere, have you?" "Yeah, I have," said Harry. "I saw one the night I left the Dursleys." Ron let his fork fall with a clatter. "Probably a stray," said Hermione calmly. Ron looked at Hermione as though she had gone mad. "Hermione, if Harry's seen a Grim, that's bad," he said. My Uncle Bilious saw one, and he died 24 hours later." "Coincidence," said Hermione airily, pouring herself some pumpkin juice. "You don't know what you're talking about," said Ron, starting to get angry. "Grimms scare the living daylights out of most wizards." "There you are, then," said Hermione in a superior tone. "They see the Grim and die of fright. The Grim's not an omen, it's the cause of death. And Harry's still with us because he's not stupid enough to see one and think, 'Right, well, I'd better pop my clogs then.'